Hello everyone, my name's Louise. I'm a drama therapist, which means that I work with people who are feeling maybe stuck in a way of thinking or feeling or behaving that isn't very helpful to them and it isn't helping them to lead the best lives that they can. And we'll use drama and creative techniques to explore some of these difficulties at a safe distance and hopefully resolve some of these issues or lessen the intensity of some things that people are feeling. I am also an actor and drama facilitator, and I've worked with Guildford Shakespeare Company before, who are a lovely company that I've had the pleasure of working with a few times. And they've asked me to make some videos to help support people during this challenging time with their well-being. So it is not quite therapy because, for one thing, you're not here with me. I'm just talking into a screen right now, which is a little bit weird, but I hope you'll stay with me and together we'll do some exploring. So I just thought we could start by having a think about the word well-being and what that means. I suppose in its simplest form, we can look at it as feeling well in ourselves. You might not be feeling well in yourselves at the moment, and you might be, and either one is okay. I invite you to come and watch these sessions and engage with these sessions however you are feeling, and really allowing whatever you're feeling to be with you. It might be easy to think that well-being is having to be very positive or having to feel very happy, but if we're not feeling those things, it doesn't make us feel better to pretend that we are. So I like to think about starting with what is actually with us. How are we actually feeling today? And then we can work from there. When we know how we are and what we're working with, hopefully we can explore this and give some time and space for you to reflect on this and process what's going on for you, and hopefully offer some techniques that might help you to manage some of the more uncomfortable feelings. But it's okay to be experiencing whatever you happen to be experiencing at the moment. So let's find out how you are today. One way we can do this is by doing something called a checking in with ourselves. And in a moment I'm going to light a candle and focus the camera on the candle, and I invite you to focus on the candle as well, and I'm going to guide us through a short visualization on the inside of what's going on for us. So just taking a moment to check in with ourselves and see where we're beginning. So here we have the flickering candle, which marks the beginning of us checking in with ourselves today. So I just invite you to sit in a comfortable position and bring your attention to the candle and the flickering flame. Now, if you want, you can lower your eyes or close your eyes to help you focus inwards. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, then just focus on the candle and the flickering flame. So first off, I just invite you to notice your breath, how your breath is today. Maybe taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And just imagining the golden light from the candle travelling through the inside of you, travelling all around your body. Not trying to change anything, just noticing. Notice your body on the chair or wherever you're sat.
Notice which parts are touching the chair, which parts are touching the floor. Just noticing. And noticing your breath. And with that imaginary ball of light, I just want you to imagine it travelling right up to your head, into your head, your brain area. A place where we might do a lot of thinking, or we might not. But just spending a moment here and noticing, what's your head like today? Is it a busy place? Is it quiet? Are there any pictures, words, colours or sounds in your head today? Just noticing. Not trying to change anything. Just noticing what's there. And then imagining that golden light travelling down into your heart area, your chest. This is a space that can give us a lot of information about how we are, how we're doing. It might sometimes feel tight. It might feel open. And there is no right or wrong. You're just noticing, how's my heart today? Are there any pictures or colours, words, sensations? Maybe not, and that's okay. And then travelling down further, deeper into your gut area, your stomach. This is another place in our body that can give us a lot of information about how we're doing. Our body can be a really useful thing to help us to notice how we are. So again, just how is your stomach today? How's your gut? Is it telling you anything? Is it gurgling? Are there any words that come to mind or come to body? Or sensations, pictures, colours. And then imagining this golden light of the candle travelling through these three different areas, the gut, the heart and the head, and how they all are in relation to each other. How is everything working together today? Maybe just taking another deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Then noticing your different body parts, your fingers and your toes, arms and legs. And gradually opening your eyes back out to this flickering flame.
Thank you everybody for your attention for that check-in. And now you can do whatever you need to with your body. After that, you might want to stretch or roll your shoulders, whatever feels right. So for the next four videos, we're going to be looking at the story of the ugly duckling. And you can find the full story, both written down and being read, on the Guildford Shakespeare Company website. And for this session, we're going to be focusing on the beginning of the story, section one, which is this big duck egg waiting to be hatched. And we're going to think in this session about the environment that this egg is in, and the creature that's going to be born, what environment it's going to be born into, and also about what this creature, this duckling that's about to be born, might need to help it feel safe in its environment. So if you haven't had a chance to read the story yet, that's fine. But you might want to go and read the first section or listen to the first section now so that you have a sense of the next thing that I'm going to invite you to do. So hopefully you'll know what I'm talking about now if you've gone to go and listen to that part of the story. And what I thought we could do was begin by imagining that we are the duckling inside the egg. So we are in this big egg that's left in the nest. That's described here as the biggest egg still lies here. So we're the biggest egg that's left. All the other eggs have hatched. And you could do that with your hands. You could imagine with your hands. You could imagine with maybe just your arms. You could imagine with your whole body. You might make yourself really big this way or this way, or you might want to make yourself into a very tight ball like this, scrunched up really tight like an egg. There's no right or wrong. So just have an explore what feels right, the right thing for you to do. And then again, while you're there, if you want, you could close your eyes, or if you feel comfortable, closing your eyes and imagining being in this big egg. What's the colour like inside this egg? Is it dark, or can you see bits of light? What's the temperature like? Is it cold or warm or just right? What can you hear? Can you hear the other characters talking? Can you hear nature? What does it feel like? You're about to be hatched out into the world. Is it exciting or nerve-wracking? How is it to be in this egg right now? What's it like for you as this duckling? And then gradually start moving your body as if you're about to crack this egg open and see this environment for the first time. What does that feel like, cracking out of the egg? Is it hard or is it easy? I know it can feel a bit silly or weird doing something like this on your own if you're watching on your own, but just give it a go. Give it a go in your body and see what it's like. And if you've had your eyes closed, maybe open them up and imagine what is this world that you can see around you. We're going to have a think about that next before we finish. So thank you. Now you've been hatched out into the big wide world. Just maybe have a think about what this world might look like to this newborn duckling. Which parts of the world might feel safe? Is it in the nest? Maybe. What parts might feel a bit scary or unknown? Thinking back to the story, there's a nest, there's a big lake, there's meadow and fields, there's big tall branches, there's a house in the distance, there's also fields and a world wider than the duckling can even see. And the mum ducks, the mother duck says, she's never even been far out into that big wide world. So how might that make the duckling feel? There are worksheets on the Guildford Shakespeare Company website that come with this video, which are part of this exercise. So I invite you to have that worksheet with you and spend some time exploring that worksheet and the environment that the duck's in. So there's two pages. The first one's called The Environment. And using words, colours, collage, whatever medium you want, spend some time, as long as you want, exploring that sheet. And then there's a second page, and that's all about thinking about, like I just said, what part feels scary to the duckling and what part feels safe. And there are also some things to think about on there about your own experience at the moment. So thinking about where at the moment feels safe for you, if anywhere. Hopefully you have at least one area that feels safer than others. And which parts of the world feel scary at the moment, which feel dangerous? There's a lot going on in the world right now, a lot on the news, a lot out there. So it would be no surprise if that felt a bit scary at times. And it might not, and that's okay. But the worksheet just invites you to have a think about that. And then to finish off, kind of the most important bit, writing down which places are safe for you and what activities help you to feel safe or more comfortable. Quite a big question, but just starting to think about it, what does feel safer? Making a list of those things and those places. And even if you can't go to those places right now, so for example, you might think, oh, I feel really safe in my grandparents' living room. And at the moment, we can't visit our grandparents, but we can spend some time imagining that we're there, and that can be helpful, imagining the sensation of being there. And lastly, I invite you to go and create a safe place for yourself somewhere in the house, somewhere in the space where you're allowed to do it. So that could be going to make a den out of sheets and pillows and blankets, or it could be a space on your bed or on a chair that you really like, or on the grass outside. And I would suggest surrounding yourself with other things in that space that bring you comfort or that you like to do. So it might be having a cup of tea or reading a book, or it might just be sitting there and being quiet or listening to music. So hopefully you'll spend some time in your own time doing that, and it might change. You might have a different safe space every week, but that's my first invitation to you from this video, creating a safe space. Just like this new duckling needs safety, so do we at the moment. So thank you everyone for watching. Once you have watched and engaged with different parts of this video and done the accompanying worksheet, if you so desire or that takes your fancy, make sure that you give yourself a big shake off. So we do something in drama therapy called de-rolling, which means kind of stepping away from the work that we've just been doing and into a different space. Maybe now you've got to go and have your lunch or your dinner or do some schoolwork. So make sure once you've finished, you give yourself, maybe you can shake out, or you can brush yourself down and give yourself a pat. Bring yourself to the here and now. Thank you so much for watching. I hope it's made sense and it's not been too odd, and I'd love to hear what you think. So if you've got any suggestions, do get in contact with Guildford Shakespeare Company before the next one. But if I don't hear from you before then, take care of yourselves just like you would that newborn duckling, and enjoy those safe spaces if you can. Thanks very much, everybody. See you next time.